Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. It's Sunday, March 17th, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, and of course, simulcasting with audio and video streams at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. All right, my friends, where to start here? I remember last year there were reports that the EU was discussing, the European Commission, taking over the private bank accounts of Greece and just excising a large portion of the money directly out of the bank account, after-tax money, before-tax money, didn't matter. And that caused bank runs, not just in Greece, but all over from Germany to Spain. Now, they did propose it. It did cause runs. Then they came out and denied it. They have begun to freeze the bank accounts in Cyprus and move in that Mediterranean nation that a lot of Brits live in. It's kind of like a bedroom community of England. They are moving to seize, and in some reports are now seizing, upwards of 10%. Some people are having 7%. Others are having 10%. Directly taken out of their bank account. In fact, visitors, it says British military personnel and government personnel, to give you an example, Prince Philip is from Cyprus, the Queen of England's husband. So for a long time, it was a British-held area. It's basically Britain or part of the UK. And they're saying they're going to have their money taken. So it's becoming a big deal. And this dovetails into all the preparations we're seeing with governments worldwide to engage in similar activities. So we're going to be breaking that down and tying it into the engineered financial meltdown worldwide. Here's another one from the TAP website, and it has direct links to the press releases that have been put out by PepsiCo. You know, PepsiCo has been caught with, you know, things like bromine or brominated things in their different drinks. And, of course, 2 years ago it came out, and I didn't believe it until I went and looked at the news and found out it was true. A caller called in and said, Pepsi's putting fetal tissue in their flavor enhancers. And I said, come on. Come on, don't call it making stuff up like that. And I search engined it, and it was true, and they had big shareholder fights over it. And then Obama did some federal order to block it being released, what they were doing with the baby parts. And then they said, well, we promised to start. But then the news in the last few months was they're just making it secret, kind of like they're moving right now to make aspartame not be labeled. It's on record to give you type 2 diabetes and brain cancer and everything else. Now they want to put it in everything and not even have it labeled. All the time I say, hey, you know, to friends and family, that's that sugar gum you're chewing has got aspartame in it. No, it doesn't. It's sugar gum. I don't read the back. Oh, it does have it. Yeah, type 2 diabetes. Well, it's the sugar mints, you name it, the sweetened stuff. Well, now they just call it additives, secret ingredients. And so we've got a report on that, and we don't know what's in it because Pepsi replaces sugar with mystery ingredient. Oh, it could be aspartame. We don't know. So this is the new age of tyranny where you're like, okay, I'm going to start reading the label. Well, you know what? We're just not going to tell you what's in it. That's kind of like Jim Jones, you know. He had them do really hundreds and hundreds of Kool-Aid drinking drills. They never tell him if it had the cyanide in it or not. But we're going to be looking at that. Big Second Amendment news coming up as well. Very, very important broadcast lined up today. And the incredible, unprecedented attack on reporters and free speech, not just here, but all over the world. We have a special report on that front straight ahead. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we've got the best crew in radio and TV right behind that glass.
you prepare.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you done?
It is Sunday, the 17th day. Hard to believe time is really moving that fast. Of March 2013, and we are going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and back weekdays, 11 a.m. Central Time, the 3 hour weekday transmission. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is the auxiliary backup mirror that has a lot of exclusive news on it as well, but a general mirror. And then we stream video at InfowarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv if you'd like to see the TV version of the radio show that's simulcast and the nightly news weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. Okay, wow, where to start? I knew this was coming, but it has certainly gotten here a lot quicker. And the meltdown of the euro is accelerating. The head of the Bundesbank, that's the most important bank in Europe, because Germany is the engine of the EU, has said that it would have to be an act of God. He said, technically, to be exact, he said Jesus Christ would have to intervene. That's in all the major German papers and British papers. We're going to go over that here on the radio, for the euro not to collapse. Now, the euro was established, as heads of the euro have bragged, to take over national sovereignty and to implode those countries under economic dominance, and then to implode the world economy and have the euro be the heart of that new bankrupted system, and to come out with a new strategic drawing reserves, global digital currency. You'll still have your regional currencies, but they will be denominated and backed in the new super fiat currency. So we have that report coming up today and happening, again, even quicker than I thought it would. Cyprus depositor haircut bailout turns into saver panic, frozen assets, bank runs, broken ATMs. The announcement was made by the European Union on Friday. That's the unelected bureaucracy. The announcement was made that they were going to take 10% out of everyone in the Mediterranean nation of Cyprus's bank accounts, including foreigners, the BBC is reporting, who have bank accounts in Cyprus. And they admit it is a private bailout for the European Union private central banks that the Federal Reserve gives $85 billion a month of U.S. taxpayer money. That's what QE Unlimited was. QE3 is QE Unlimited. Remember hearing that about 6 months ago? Bernanke announced QE Infinity, QE Unlimited. $85 billion that we have to pay interest on. You give it to the bankers, the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, mainly European banks, but they're really offshore banks. They're above the laws. They're above taxation. General Electric's part of it. $108 billion profit last year, offshore alone. None of that money coming back tax-free. And then General Electric lobbies to raise people making over $125,000 a year's taxes to transfer that to themselves in corporate bailouts and government bailouts. See, it's the mega-rich waging war against everybody else, fooling the unwashed masses into thinking that wealth itself is a crime, and if they and that if they destroy wealth, they will somehow get money. Now, if you go to Infowars.com, you can see a special report video that I filed this morning breaking this down and going over some of the background. And we can punch that up on screen for TV viewers. Special report, EU steals nations' private bank accounts, starts EU-wide bank runs. Now, that's my headline. I can show you again here from the Daily Mail. Osborne vows to protect Britain's armed forces in Cyprus as cash machines are emptied and 60,000 British savers face losing 10% in bank accounts, 10% out of their bank accounts. That's just some of the headlines that we have dealing with all of this. Here's another one. ATMs drained as bailout tax triggers run on banks. That's the Australian newspaper, The Edge. The UKIP party, UK Independence Party, is a Nigel Farage, fastest growing party in England, who's been on with us frequently. He has predicted all of this, so now their party is just winning elections everywhere, including in the EU elections. And the so-called Conservative Party and the Prime Minister of England is totally freaking out, saying do not join their party or it'll basically bring down England. See, being right has a lot of power attached to it. Let's continue here. Here's Business Insider. Only Jesus can save the Eurozone, says the head of the Deutsche Bank. We're going to be getting into that report. But again, it was designed from the beginning to implode. So the announcement was made Friday afternoon by the EU. Now, the EU has a parliament that Nigel Farage is a UK member of. But as he's pointed out, 80%+ of British laws or UK laws now get made not by the parliament. They just get to vote. And then that's a recommendation to the EU bureaucracy that's exempt from taxes. You just heard me right. Just like our Congress exempts themselves from Obamacare and insider trading laws. And of course, that's illegal to pass a law saying you can do something illegal. It's unconstitutional. They should all be arrested that, you know, that vote for that. Still, they don't even pay their own taxes. Remember when the head of the IMF, that's part of the EU bureaucracy, what is it, Legrand, how do you pronounce her name, the blonde, she came out and said, the people in the euro aren't working enough. We want 6 or 7 days a week, and we want you to pay more. And they have these new excise taxes over Greece and Spain and Italy that are, in some cases, 20% on top of other VAT taxes and the rest of it. And it's just shutting the economies down, which is the plan. People say, well, when you raise taxes that much, it kills tax receipts. Don't they know? Boy, they're stupid. No, they're not stupid. They're on record bragging that they work for the IMF and World Bank that are just front groups like the Federal Reserve for Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and a handful of other globalists. And they're raiding these countries, driving down the value of everything and buying it up for pennies on the dollar. This is economic warfare, and they plan. They've already done some of it here, but they plan to do it here. So let me ask you this question. You notice Bank of America a few years ago got in big trouble because they wanted to take $5 out of all debit card or bank card transactions with your money, not enough to pay $3-4 to get cash out. Now they're going to charge you all these fees, $5 every time to use your own card, while pressuring you to get out of cash. Once they get you on a cashless society, then they can put all the fines, all the fees they want on. And countries like Finland that are the model of this progressive socialism that leads to communism for more than 15 years. I first learned about this from an engineer for a computer company that works for a major company, worked for IBM, who'd been over in Finland the year before. and been working on their computer systems. He said, Alex, did you know everyone there has a national ID card that has your bank account, that has everything on it, and they just take money out whenever they want, arbitrarily? And did you know that's the model? And he was working at IBM, so he was over there helping set it up EU-wide. I said, you got to come on the air and talk about this. He said, no, I'm not allowed to because of confidentiality agreements, you know, working for IBM. But he said, just go look it up. And I went and looked it up, and sure enough, found a couple articles. But it should be huge news. See, it's not that a cashless society would be bad. It'd be great, except global criminals run it. And they're going to, you're like, well, nothing to hide. They don't care if you have nothing to hide. They want to bankrupt you because they're all offshore exempt from it. I mean, if they kill 1 million Iraqis to get oil and power, which they did, 1 million died since the invasion. British Medical Journal did the breakdown with British government data. What will they do to you to have power and control? It's called scorched earth. So it's already begun. It's the beginning of the meltdown of the euro by design. We'll break it down when we come back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
sources, bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, we've all been told over and over again that the mega global international banks, the groups lobbying for UN treaties to take our guns, the groups lobbying for larger private prisons, the groups lobbying for hundreds of different things to destroy societies and make us as weak as possible. They are waging war against us. They are carrying out Agenda 21, which is stated UN policy, to create a post-industrial world for the general population of the planet. And two articles that back this up: Mexico bans large cash transactions. Even a couple hundred dollars. That's to track everybody and control everybody. 2 years ago, insane ban on cash transactions in Louisiana on any secondhand items, effectively banning the underground economy like swap meets and farmers' markets. And this is happening all over the world. And imagine being in Cyprus, and this is now being announced. The EU is officially announcing. We have the Daily Mail, we have the BBC, we have all the articles linked up at InfoWars.com for radio listeners. And you can go there and see them announcing that they seized the bank accounts. They froze bank accounts system-wide Friday evening. People can't even get into them. And the word is on Monday, the EU's announced 10% will be taken out, and they say they may start taking more. So how do you like too big to fail? You see, if you were Bernie Madoff's only problem was stealing $100 billion and stealing it from other elitists that invested with it. He kind of ripped off the robber baron class, the kind of insider Wall Street class, with Ponzi schemes beyond Ponzi schemes. Now, if he would have been MF Global and John Corzine, the head of MF Global, of course, previously been the head of Goldman Sachs, the very top of the pyramid, $40 billion just came up missing. $2 billion of it, private people's bank accounts in a gold company, gold broker company that they had taken over. And by the way, they'd done that a year before. No one, because we've interviewed victims of it, and it came out in the press a few years ago. I mean, most of you know about it. Even if you're hiding under a rock, that was big financial news. That, we took your private sequestered accounts. So this is the type of stuff going on, and that's the problem with the cashless society. If Jesus was running it, it wouldn't be a problem. But see, when corrupt devils have full control over you, and you have no privacy, but they have total privacy, that's called tyranny. When the government has total secrecy and you have no secrecy, that's called tyranny. When we have total secrecy and the government has no secrecy, that's called liberty. When the government fears the people, that's called liberty. When the people fear the government, it's called tyranny. And by the way, pull this up from Reuters for folks. It was all over the place, but they'll like seeing it in Reuters. Intelligence agencies given access to all Americans' financial information. Remember Richard Nixon was going to go to jail till he resigned for having IRS files? He wasn't supposed to have that. Well, he's the president. He's a dictator. He's our daddy, like Chris Rock said, of Obama. No, he wasn't. The president can't molest children. The president can't rob banks. At least they could in the past. But now they're the president. Yeah, there it is. Exclusive. U.S. plans to let spy agencies scour American finances. Now, it came out because of leaks of Obama's cybersecurity order that if you actually type it in, MSNBC or CNBC got it right. Go back with that search to just Google or startpage.com and type in the same headline, but click on the first article from 4 days ago instead of that new one out of Reuters. It's actually spy agencies have been scouring your data. See, oh yeah, for years. It's a felony every time they do it. Now they're spinning it. Oh, they're about to get access to stop Al-Qaeda, of course, which the government's put in charge in Libya, Syria, and Afghanistan, and now it's coming out that the government runs Al-Qaeda. I heard three shows, I think it was Wednesday of this week, local radio, just surfing the talk radio, one out of San Antonio, two out of Austin, talking about the government running Taliban and Al-Qaeda, talking about how they use it to take our liberties, and how they wind up radical terrorists. It isn't that the government does all the attacks. Let me explain this. Criminal elements in government and megacorporations finance and fund them. So, and the low-level jihadi doesn't even know that. But it keeps coming out at the highest level. The Al-Qaeda commanders work for CIA, private corporations, MI6, MI5, Shin Bet, Mossad. The French intelligence has been caught. Of course you do. Every time a French president gets caught with some hooker or something, there's a terror attack or a threat of one. I mean, Clinton even got caught mishandling aspirin factories in Africa when it got proven he was lying about Monica Lewinsky. And then news came out of him raping women, and then he'd paid them off, and boom, missile attacks, missiles, you know, this is what they do. Governor Ridge 2 years ago, I guess he has a conscience, former head of Homeland Security, first head of Homeland Security, wrote a book and said, I didn't like being ordered to issue fake terror alerts every time the Bush administration had some embarrassing news. Look, whether terrorism's all real or not, most of it's fake, we know that. Don't give in to it. Say, fine, I don't want security on planes. Let something happen, one out of a million. I'd rather have that than live in a giant prison where the government that's so big it can protect everybody, well, it's going to go ahead and enslave you. Kind of like, hey, isn't this chip in my arm great? I can buy and sell with it. Can't lose it. And they know everywhere you go, everything you do. And you're like, well, I have nothing to hide. Well, it's not that you are bad, so you're showing how good you are. It's kind of like, I'm not going to lock my doors because I'm not a bad person. You don't lock your doors because you're a bad person. You lock your doors. I know this is elementary, but not for some people. You don't lock your doors to protect yourself from yourself. You lock your doors to protect yourself from other people. You don't protect your data because you have something to hide. You know, I get in bed with my wife sometimes, you know, to have male-female relations, and, you know, we lower the blinds. You know, put a movie on for the kids downstairs. I mean, it's like, what do I have to hide? Well, I just like to be private. You know, my bathroom, I got a bathroom door. I close the door when I go to the bathroom. In fact, here at the office, they automatically close. Maybe the window should be open to prove I'm not doing something bad in there. You know, I mean, they shut all over the country. We need to inspect your backyard gardens. You might be growing something illegal. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, they're treating us like total criminals, and now they're taking everybody's bank accounts in Cyprus and taking 10% off the top, and they've put federal regulations in here 6 years ago to take your pension funds, public and private, and, quote, guard them for government purposes. They've had Senate hearings in the last few years, you know, they've gotten wide coverage, where they're talking about taking 10% off your account when the government takes it over to manage it. Isn't that nice? This is after-tax money you paid taxes on over and over and over again. Folks, we're being robbed. They knew Obamacare would bankrupt health care. They knew it would double premiums the first year. They knew. This all came out. They want to bankrupt it. And I've been saying this for 17 years because I saw the globalists do this in third world countries. And then 9 years ago in 2002, the IMF World Bank plans got leaked when Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank. He says he didn't do it. Yeah, right. Nobel Prize winner, had him on like five times. And it came out that they're planning an implosion here by design in Europe, and here the exact plan. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, now an ebook at prisonplanet.tv. We're going to come back with the attack now on the First Amendment. They're not going to just take the guns. They're going to take everything, your money, everything.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes Violet Cig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and here is a 9-minute report that Aaron Dykes filed dealing with the fact that the media freaks out whenever members of the press get detained for filming overseas and call it a police state. But here in America, I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg, how much my crew and other crews have been harassed, filming on city streets, you name it, all over this country. And it shows the power structure that wants to intimidate the press, and it's despicable, and it needs to stop. Here's that report.
Aaron Dykes here for Infowars.com. Now, it's all over the media how a Sky News reporter in China was detained by police because they were filming at the Tiananmen Square and they were talking about the 1989 Tiananmen Square protest.
Not very well. We're currently detained by Beijing police.
That's when police approached them and put them on a bus.
They stopped us because of one word, I think it was. We were talking about the 1989 protest. They didn't like that. They stopped us. And so now we're brought to the police station.
And then later told them they weren't authorized to do their media work.
By the media policies in China, and if you like to go on with your media work, you need to get permissions.
As an InfoWars reporter for more than 7 years, I've been all over the country filming B-roll, filming protests, doing interviews for Alex, and I've encountered this over and over again, especially in cities like Washington, D.C., where we're told that you can't film in public, even though there's a clear First Amendment.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Can I take a look at your film permit real quick?
Sorry?
Your film permit?
Yeah, it's called the First Amendment.
Hey, how are you?
Federal agent.
Okay. Is there a problem?
Yes.
Thanks.
Do you have a driver's license on?
Well, sir, like I said,
there's a sign right here that states no electrical equipment, no video camera, no filming.
Hey, they got three cop cars on us.
But they're not letting us leave.
Yeah.
They're
taking some shots, man. Well, is there a law, or, I mean...
You can't
go to the building.
No, I'm just getting some
security
shots.
No, you need to go to public affairs for you to videotape or take pictures.
Of any federal building?
Of any federal building.
If anyone's filming, they might be looking for me in Iraq, man. I can't once in a while. I can't once in a minute. I can't pick it up.
We're done, but we're just about done.
In Kansas City, we were approached by security guards who said they had been contacted by the Federal Reserve Bank, which was more than 200 yards across the street while we were filming from inside a World War I memorial, and they tried to force us to identify ourselves and then to leave under duress of being threatened with arrest.
The Federal Bank is concerned about you guys taking video of their building, so we just want to make sure.
I'm sorry?
We were just seeing who you were and what you're doing. What's your name?
My name's Aaron.
Okay. Aaron, you're fine. You're not
we're doing just checking out
wrong.
This memorial.
So. Not doing anything wrong, okay? What's your last name, sir?
I'm not going to give you my last name.
You guys can do
it. Come on, guys. Let's go.
Now, why do I have to leave?
Because you're with him.
And where's the property in?
Okay.
Well, if he gave his name, then he doesn't have to leave.
He did give his name, but okay. Kind of guilt by association. You guys need to go ahead and go.
What is guilt by association?
Sir, we're not going to answer any more questions. You can go to jail or you can leave.
Are you a police officer, sir?
We do have arrest powers. Do you want to go to jail?
Am I under arrest?
No, you're not under arrest. Not yet. You need to leave.
You're encroaching on our First Amendment right.
No, we are not.
Why not? Is this public property? We have a right.
Go ahead and go. Now.
Then at the Texas Capitol, I was approached by an aggressive officer who didn't like the fact that I was filming and tried to force me to identify myself and detain me until he talked with his superiors.
Who are you?
Can you talk to me?
Yeah. Who are you?
You did.
Huh?
You did. Let me see your ID. You don't have an ID? Let me see your driver's license. Peace officer, sir. I'm a state police. And point the camera some other direction.
Don't touch my camera.
ID, sir. Show me your ID, please.
Why?
Suspicious person. How's that? Let me see your ID, please, sir.
It happens at airports, even though TSA's own policy admits that people have the right to film their encounters. We're told over and over again that we can't film TSA and that we don't have a right to report on what's happening inside airports in clear violation of the First Amendment and common law.
I want to film this. Okay.
Okay, so
it's
on your website.
Your website says we can.
Sir? Sir, the First Amendment says we don't need permission.
Yes, you do.
It's a first. Sir, do you write the Constitution?
Alex Jones encountered this in 2004, as you've seen in his film Martial Law, where thousands and thousands of protesters are arrested for no reason, and journalists are intimidated again and again by police and told they don't have permission to film on the city streets of New York.
The police have been arresting reporters across the city, and a judge had ordered them to stop, but that just seemed to encourage them.
Take him out. How about we go to whoever gave those to you and get him revoked? I just ask you to do me a favor and not tape over
here. It's my fault, sir. I'm his boss.
No. Listen, first of all, I'm talking. I don't need you to interrupt me while I'm talking.
Yes,
all right?
Okay.
And I just got finished telling him that I don't want him taping over here.
Meanwhile, trading videos created by Homeland Security and sent to law enforcement agencies throughout the nation advise officers to view photographers as potential terrorist threats and to run them through the terrorist screening database.
See way down there? There's a woman taking photos of the dam. Someone called 911 and reported a suspicious person. As you guessed, she's going to be a Category 3 hit. And since it's very important that we don't let her know that we know, both the dispatcher and the officer need to make sure she doesn't hear the radio traffic.
Stand by. If I could ask you to wait right here, please.
All over the country, there have been cases of reporters being arrested for simply filming federal buildings or police officers.
Police arrest folks all over the country for filming them in public, no matter how many times state and federal courts say it's constitutional. And federal buildings, they'll say, don't videotape, even if it's the middle of downtown Austin, like we're terrorists.
Our own InfoWars magazine reporter was threatened with arrest for filming a judicial building in downtown Austin until Alex Jones protested the building and got them to admit that indeed the reporter had the right to take photographs of the building.
But listen, all I'm saying is she... Okay, so it's not illegal for her as a journalist to take photos of this building across the... Okay. Because I had to sit there and explain to her that she's not going to go to jail.
In states like Illinois, they've abused wiretapping laws set up in the 70s meant to protect people from covert recordings and tried to apply them to out-in-the-open cameras and audio recorders, trying to say that it's a crime.
Authorities are being ordered to stop arresting and charging citizens who record audio of police in public. But the ruling is only a temporary order, which says the Illinois eavesdropping law likely violates the First Amendment.
And they've even threatened people with life in prison for multiple counts of filming police.
Allison had faced eavesdropping charges for recording audio of law enforcement in public. Crawford County State's Attorney Tom Wiseman charged Allison with 5 felony counts. Each carries up to 15 years in prison.
Do you really think he deserves prison time?
It's not only outrageous, but it's a total chilling effect on free speech. Just last week during South by Southwest, our InfoWars street team was ticketed for trying to hand out free magazines. Again, a violation of the First Amendment.
As InfoWars was handing out our monthly magazine for free, South by Southwest got some Austin police officers to issue warnings, then tickets, when we wouldn't stop. But there is no ordinance against handing out free information on public streets.
And it wasn't until Alex Jones went down there to protest that police backed off, and many of them admitted they thought it was wrong.
You hear that now, South by Southwest people, because they didn't get the cops to harass us, because the cops are now behaving like they should under the Constitution. They're now having people come up and harass us, saying you can't on city streets hand a magazine out because you're not South by Southwest.
So while we put the spotlight on the case of Mark Stone from Sky News and what happened to him in China and how they interfered with the media there, we should keep in mind that our own country is under attack, and if we don't stand up for the First Amendment, we're going to lose it. In the name of terrorism, they've tried to chill speech and criminalize photographing public officials, police officers, and just public events in general. We can't let them do it. We have to stand up to it and say no and stand up for our rights.
That's right. Well, introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have a discount. discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are simulcasting video right now at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you were watching, you could see the video that we just sent out. If you're listening, the report is posted up for everyone at InfoWars.com via YouTube. And understand, on our YouTube channels that have over 400 million views, and on PrisonPlanet.tv, we have all these incidents unedited with our reporters. So you understand, it was in the Kansas City Star, and it's been in the news. We won a lawsuit over this for an unspecified amount of money in the settlement for our reporter being arrested in Pittsburgh, Rob Dew. Settled the lawsuit is the way to put it, over this. And imagine in America, you have to understand, folks, I've been in D.C. with national film crews from Discovery Channel, History Channel, Independent Film Channel, and one other. And they're there with official film crews who've gone and tried to get permits, which You're not even supposed to get a permit to film in public places unless it's for entertainment. You're going to be blocking streets. But they've expanded that out to the First Amendment and freedom of the press and taught the police that it's arrestable to film anywhere basically in the country. And only where people push back do they back off. But I've been there where they refuse them permits in D.C. when they ask for them. And then you're on a sidewalk. You're in the middle of a field with just, you know, a camera guy and a sound guy 500 yards from the Washington Monument. And the police come over and say, we're going to arrest you. You can't film here. And they say, but the city wouldn't give us a permit. And they go, we don't care. We're going to arrest you. And then they walk over to tourists and say, you can't film your children. I thought the first time this happened, they were just harassing us. Try to go to the White House and stand on the streets they've got barricaded around it like a third world country. You know, they've suspended the tours as well now. And try to film. They'll come out and say, Secret Service in police uniforms, you know, Secret Service actually has uniform police. They'll say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't stop filming. You go, but First Amendment. All right, get up against the deal. You know, you heard me being polite with the New York police out there, where they had arrested over 1,000 peaceful people, including journalists, AP journalists, famous journalists, who would just be there showing a peaceful demonstration or people walking down the sidewalk, and they would throw you in the Pier 57 facility and run buses in there day and night to make you vomit and get sick. That came out in lawsuits. They did it on purpose. So I'm there during the day, 400 yards or so by the barricades at Pier 57, an old city bus terminal built out over the river, and the cops come over and say, I'm going to arrest you if you film this. He was singing to my reporters. So I said nicely, sir, I'm the one that ordered them to. Shut up! Did I tell you to talk? And, folks, if you ask New York cops for directions, they talk to you like that. It's like North Korea. The government wants you to know you're low scum. We've been broken like a pimp breaks a prostitute. Now, not all departments are totally criminal, but still in Austin last weekend, and there's film and footage of this on Infowars.com. It got picked up by local news as well. At first, when I called the local news, I said, we can't hand out magazines or literature anywhere downtown. We're not allowed to have bumper stickers. The News 8 guy goes, come on, are you serious? And I said, listen, come down. They came down. Sure enough, it was true. And the cops went, we won't enforce this ordinance. The ordinance doesn't say they can do that. And if they did have an ordinance, you can't have an ordinance saying we're all galley slaves or blacks are slaves again. You can't just do whatever you want. And I mean, first they said, oh, get 2 blocks away from the convention center. And then, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and write you a ticket. And that's North Korea. But see, when North Korea does it, it's, can you believe North Korea or China? Well, a Fox News reporter was in Tiananmen Square with authorization, and they detained them. Detained them? They were torturing people when Rob Dew was taken to the military base at the G20 Pittsburgh meeting. He was on a hilltop filming them, daytime, nighttime curfew, selectively enforced. They weren't even letting reporters cover anything. And the military trucks would pull up and just grab people off the streets. And so they wanted to find somebody to beat up. They had task forces from all over the country. It was all a psych warfare test to see what cops will do. And he was at the local university after the G20 had ended that morning. And they're staying near their hotel and hear, hey, there's cops showing up. So he went to the hilltop and showed police blocking off the university square, letting no one leave, and then coming up to women begging on their knees, and they would just split their heads with billy clubs. I mean, blood spraying, orgy of evil, and they march up the hill to where he is with the press. Local mainstream TV was there. They go, okay, you can go. Nope, you're all arrested. They arrest you. They take them freezing in the rain, people with hoods over their heads. They would take them in bathrooms and make fun of their genitalia size. I'm not going to even get into the whole story, but this is America, okay? If they give the cops the order to take your property, to put your wife in a FEMA camp, I'm telling you, they'll follow the orders. They're ready. They're ready. And America is going to be judged. China's aborted 330 million babies. The numbers are out. We've aborted 53 million. And we love it. I mean, killing babies is good. So if they're going to kill babies, they might as well take your bank account. If they're going to kill babies, they might as well. I mean, the footage we got, of him up on that hill, zoomed in, where you'd have girls on bikes, and they, you know, they knock her off. She's like, please, and they come over, and just full power, right in the head, blood, just blood, and the cops are just celebrating, devastating, devastating, devastating America, devastating freedom, devastating people's daughters, devastate, 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 America is ours! Yeah! And Europe's the same way. You go protest, they take your bank account. They're shooting people in Spain now, just mowing them down. And I'm an extremist for not liking it. The average coward will make excuses for this because you're scared deep down. You think cowering will make it okay. Now, by pushing back, I said, okay. I called the police. I called the code enforcers. I said, I'm going to sue you, and I'm coming down there. And then they went to officials, authorities, not servants, and said, well, we're going to get sued. We've lost suits before. So then they said, okay, don't do it. So then someone claiming they work for South by Southwest, big shaved head muscle guy started coming out to our street team, women we hired, you know, like Miller Lite girls. We hired a team, well-known team, who's never had this happen to them in 4 or 5 years, some of their workers. And they said, yo, I'm scared. I've never had police say they're going to arrest me next. First it was, we'll give you tickets, then we'll arrest you. And I've never had guys come up and say, hey, baby cakes, you better watch it. These streets belong to me. You don't hand that out here in Austin. That's how they said that one guy even talked, like in the movie. Little girl, these streets belong to us now. You better get off the street. And I haven't told the story till now. Of the 5 women we hired, only 2 would go back to work of the street team. And then we hired another street team, and almost all of them quit. And I was going to do it 2 days. I paid to have it done all 6 days because they did that. In America, to try to hand out magazines about liberty and freedom, you got to deal with cops, code enforcers, and then guys going, listen here, baby cake. It's going to be a big problem. You either pay money to South by Southwest as a sponsor, or you don't hand nothing out on these streets. And that's what America has now become. And they're going to take everything. When they take the Second Amendment, they're going to take your free speech, your bank accounts, everything. Already in Europe, they're taking 10% out of people's bank accounts across the board. And the government's exempt from the taxes and exempt from the rule. Why not? You'll put up with it. Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you live under is the exact level that you put up with. I'm going to come back, take calls in the next hour. I'll give you the toll-free number when we start the next hour. Here it is. It's 877-789-ALEX. I want to first open the lines for police. Are you going to follow these orders nationwide? Do you think it's right to say we're all terrorist filming while the government runs Al-Qaeda? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And that is coming up in the next hour. Then we'll take general phone calls. But I want to hear you defend this. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Second hour, a lot of other news after we take calls on the Second Amendment, the economy, you name it. But just briefly here, if we don't stand for the First Amendment, we'll lose everything. And don't forget to support the broadcast. You can buy that magazine that's so hated and so feared by tyrants at cost in groups of 10 up to 100 at InfoWarsStore.com or get a yearly subscription and get the next 12 issues mailed to you. Almost every issue is sold out in bulk sales. So if you want to get bulk, sign up and get those copies. The big color, glossy magazines, great way to wake people up. Absolutely powerful. And don't forget InfoWarsHealth.com, the very best revolutionary vitamins, minerals, and other key cofactor things discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also sign up there and get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsHealth.com. And our team can answer your questions there on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Hollenburst Plus, the Ultimate FX, all of it. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. InfoWars Health product line, 888-789-9277. And the Come and Take It t-shirts, all the videos, the ball caps, all of it that gets the word out and supports this transmission. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can link through when you're visiting PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. And don't forget, 11 people with one membership can log in and watch the video portion of this daily radio show 6 days a week and the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. Takes about a minute to sign up. We'll be right back with the second hour. Can we reverse the tide and save America? That's up to you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.